Connie, how did you get this thing going?
My story is that I won a poetry contest in fourth grade, and I've been writing ever since. And I write all different kinds of things, but I love poetry, and I really have a passion for getting other people interested in poetry because a lot of people are afraid of it. So I think it's great that the Academy of American Poets instituted National Poetry Month. So the way it started with Poetry Minutes is that I went out to the schools as part of my job at the Teacher Quality Institute and conducted poetry workshops with kids. And the first couple of years, we were just doing the short poetry workshops, and then I moved into ekphrastic poetry, which is what the Poetry Minutes this year are. Those are poems that are inspired by works of art. So we had a grant from the National Endowment for Humanities for something called Picturing America, and they're images from American history. And I bring those out to the schools, and the kids look at them, and then they write short poems based on the inspiration that they've gained from the art, as well as the inspiration from a poem that I use as a model.
What schools have you worked with?
I've worked with a lot of schools, in not just in Murray and Callaway County, but in Graves County, Lyon County, Marshall County, Caldwell County, Dawson Springs, Carlisle County, Paducah, McCracken County, and some county, Todd County, which is far away. There were 90 kids who came here to the Rather West Kentucky Museum to see the exhibit of Picturing America images, and we worked with them. So they wrote poems, too.
Say that word again, the writing poems to art. What is that word?
It's ekphrastic, which is ekphrastic. And it's a very ancient form of poetry, and they are poems that have been inspired by works of art.
So you are in a classroom with a bunch of third graders. Tell us how it goes.
The way it goes is fast, because most classes have about 45 or 50 minutes. So I sweep in quickly and put up an image of a poem by William Carlos Williams. I've been using his one of his poems as a model because it's only 16 words. So the kids take a look at that poem. I'm looking for it here now. I recite it all the time to the kids, but now I can't find it. Anyhow, they look at that poem. I'll find it in a minute. And we talk basically about the structure of it, that it's four stanzas, and there are four words in each stanza, and it comes to 16 words. So it's a math lesson, too. And we look at that structure, and in the poem there are colors, and it's the red wheelbarrow. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. And that's a poem that some kids laugh about, and adults laugh about it, too. It's usually the chickens that the... I will ask the kids, what are the words from that poem that you'll remember if you left the class right now? And they usually remember the white chickens, the red wheelbarrow. Some of the kids love the word glazed with rainwater, and they all know what that means regardless of age, because everybody knows what a glazed donut is. So we take a look at that, then we take a look at some of the artwork, and then their task is to follow the pattern in the William Carlos Williams poem.
We just heard one example. Would you give us a few others?
Yeah, I have a stack. I have hundreds of these poems now. But here's one inspired by Portrait of a Boy, which is a painting by John Singer Sargent of a little 10-year-old boy who looks like he is going to jump out of the painting and run outside to play. Mother read aloud, not staying alert to her, in one ear, out the other, I'm bored. And if you could see the little boy in the painting, you would know that it's a great match. And that was by an eighth grader from Logan County. Claire Watson is the author of that. I'm just paging through these. Oh, here's one by, this is a third grader from Southwest Elementary in Callaway County. It is inspired by House by the Railroad by Edward Hopper, which is a painting that a lot of people know. And the title of the poem is Come Back for Me. Come back for me. Hello, I'm lonely here. Don't leave me here. I'm begging you, return. And kids are inspired by the mood of that painting, which is forlorn. It's a lovely old house sitting alone by a railroad. Here's a 12th grader from Lyon County, whose name is Andres Martin. Sources of Country Music, which is by Thomas Hart Benton. As different vibrations linger, music begins to speak, cultures come together, harmonizing through every instrument, unique. And that's a very joyful painting, and I think the young writer has captured the spirit of that. So those are some examples. I mean, I could just keep reading them. They're excellent. One of the things we're doing this year with the project is something called Poem in Your Pocket Day, and that'll be April 18th. And since we have short poems, we're putting them on cardstock, and we will have stacks of those cards around campus and I think at the public library too, so people can pick up a poem and carry it around that day and be able to enjoy the pleasure of poetry just by pulling a poem out of their pocket and maybe sharing it with someone else.
Let me go back to your saying that you sweep into a classroom and it moves rather quickly. But in that period of time, are you also on the spot recording audio for
No.
WKMS? What is the process that you've gone through with that?
We get to children. Kids will write at least one poem, sometimes two or three, and they will be begging me to write more as if I would say, no, you're not allowed to write poetry. Get back to your corner or something. But they write within that 45 or 50 minute period. In the past, I used to go back to the school and then record a student reading his or her own poem, but that became so time consuming that what we've done is to get volunteers of kids from schools that are closer to Murray State and have them record the poems of kids who are from farther away. So that has worked out nice, too, because some students who didn't get the opportunity to write a poem get an opportunity to read someone else's. And they're very appreciative. They pick out things in the poems that they think are really inspiring. And I just like the idea of kids reading work by other kids and seeing how it can work.
And we've had lots of nice feelings coming the station's way because of parents who've missed the airing in the stream that is radio,
yeah.
Being able to go to the website WKMS.org and click on Poetry Minutes, and there is the voice that they're looking for.
And the website is just fabulous because it has the images, the art images that inspired the writing. And the images are such a great summary of American history. There are 40 of them, and those are not all posted on WKMS right now. We're posting the images that go with the poems that the kids have written. But you can hear the student's work being read, so a parent or a student can hear his own name and hear his work, and also compare his work to the other work, and to listen to and appreciate the different ways that people are inspired by visual art. Also on the website, we have information for teachers about the lesson plan that I used using the William Carlos Williams poem and the organizer that I give to kids of all ages so they can remember what the pattern of the poem is.
The grant project that was the basis for getting the imagery, Picturing America, is there a repository online for all of the images there that are still open?
Yes, there's no longer that grant program from National Endowment for Humanities, but their website contains all kinds of things, including the images and including background material on the individual images. I see, for example, you have the image of Veteran in a New Field, 1860, which is a wonderful and inspiring painting that a lot of kids like to write about. And that is a lone man just from behind in a field, a huge field, and he's working with a scythe, cutting down the wheat or grass, I'm not sure what it is. But the explanatory material that goes with that tells that over in the lower right-hand corner of the painting is a Confederate jacket, which you can see, but you have to look carefully. You can see the buttons. And students, especially those who have studied American history, fifth graders really dig into this because they're studying the Civil War. And they realize in discussions about the painting that is highly likely to be in the South because it was more agrarian in its economy. And kids will talk about all sorts of things related to that painting, that many of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War were fought in fields like that, that became cemeteries and that became sacred places, and that it was a huge challenge for people coming back after the war and trying to recover. So they can see all that in a painting like Veteran in a New Field. So there's just a lot available. The American Library Association has also done some work with Picturing America, and the Kentucky Historical Society did a workshop last year on using these images in the classroom.
It also speaks to the artist as historian, because this is part of a series that Winslow Homer painted as a journalist, basically, during the Civil War. Can you share a couple more, and then we'll talk about where you can get the poem in your pocket again, and have a great rest of the
conversation.
Okay, let's
see. I'm just going through this vast. Here's a painting. This was inspired by the painting by Norman Rockwell, Freedom of Speech, which was one of a series of the Four Freedoms. And this is by a fifth grader, Aaron Cotton, who's from Caldwell County Elementary. And the title of his poem is "The Man Stands Tall." The man stands tall. All the crowd listens. He speaks his words. Then the crowd cheers. So in this boy's imagination, he has imagined that the crowd is encouraging the man. Other kids have looked at that painting a little bit differently. And now that I've said that, of course, I can't quickly find a poem that that indicates a different interpretation. Here's one about Veteran in a New Field by Winslow Homer. This is by Mackenzie Lynn, eighth grade, Paducah Middle School. And the title of her poem is "Salute to the Confederacy." A field of wheat, loyal soldiers' bodies abandoned deep beneath, many forget. But I must salute. I think that's a fabulous poem. Here's one about the Brooklyn Bridge, which is a photograph by Walker Evans, and this is Chris Chumbler, who's also in eighth grade at Paducah Middle. "Vein of New York," that's V-E-I-N, "the vein of New York, throngs of cars, commuting tourists, walking across the famous Brooklyn Bridge." So that's a nice one, too. Let's see. Here's one by a 10th grader from Murray High School, inspired by "Ladder for Booker T. Washington" by Martin Puryear. And this is a sculpture. It's a very elongated ladder that narrows as it gets to the top. And this is called "I'm a Survivor" by Amber Bozeman. "Drag me down, I'll get back up. One day you will see I am a survivor." It's a very strong tone that that she has created there. So I'm hoping that kids will remember their own poems or remember someone else's. I'm fascinated by, if I asked you, Kate, what's a poem that you know by heart, or you know some lines of a poem by heart, what lines would you come up with?
I've been nailed. I have no memory.
No memory. Did you ever have to memorize poems when you were a kid?
Way long time ago, and I knew that I'd never be on stage because it's just not interesting to me to try to remember stuff like that. Isn't that odd?
We had to memorize so many poems when I was a child that, and I don't remember all of them, but...
"The Boy Stood on the Burning Deck Eating Peanuts by the Peck" is about the depth of my recitational powers.
Well, that's good. Everybody has some lines in their head. You know, some lines of poetry. "Two Roads Diverged in a Yellow Wood." A lot of people know that. We had to memorize one in grade school that started like this. The woman was old and ragged and gray and bent with the chill of the winter's day. The streets were wet with the recent snow, and the woman's feet were aged and slow. And then these boys get out of school and almost knock her over. Except one boy goes to her and he reminds the other boys that she's somebody's mother. So you'd better treat her with courtesy. So I think we all have a little bit of poetry with us.
So the poems in your pocket?
The poems in your pocket is April 18th.
Okay.
The Kentucky Arts Council is celebrating Poetry Month formally on April 24th. When Frank X. Walker, who is our incredible new poet laureate, will be there, and there will be people who have won fellowships from the Arts Council in poetry. So there are celebrations going on all over the state. And here in Western Kentucky, we're far from Frankfort, but we're celebrating with Poetry Minutes every day.
Thank you, Connie, for being with us. Constance Alexander is with the Teaching Quality Institute at Murray State University and is an MSU faculty scholar. And we appreciate her long partnership and her work with WKMS New Media and Promotions Coordinator Matt Markgraf, who makes the website possible.